For many people, just as frightening as the idea of smallpox returning is the possibility of an attack with anthrax. NPR's Joanne Silberner has been asking doctors in the Washington, D.C. area about what they're hearing and what they're telling their patients about how to protect themselves.
Dr. Byron Cooper is an internist and lung specialist in downtown Washington. He sees everyone from poor patients on public assistance to federal-level decision-makers.
I've actually only had one patient contact me because of concerns about either anthrax or smallpox.
Internist Brian Orling has similar patients, but he's been getting lots of calls.
We've had quite a number. We've had dozens, I would say, over the last 2 weeks.
There's no apparent reason for the difference in response. In an informal survey, 5 of 7 Washington-area doctors said their patients are like Cooper's. They're not asking what they can do to protect themselves against nerve gas or viruses or bacteria. Cooper says his patients may be unwilling to consider the prospect. Some may believe little could be done anyway. Protection against some chemical agents requires full body suits and gas masks. Just before the Gulf War, the Israeli government issued gas masks to its citizens, along with instructions on how to seal up their homes. There don't appear to be any plans to do that in Washington or anywhere else in the U.S. Also, there's no magic pill that would protect against all the possible types of bioterrorist attacks, says Dr. Tom Inglesby. He's with the Center for Civilian Biodefense at Johns Hopkins University.
If there were a single pill that could be taken for a short period of time and put on everyone's shelves and everyone could reach for it if there was a crisis, you know, that would be one thing. But the problem is that there are a range of possible diseases and there are a range of possible problems, and no one remedy would fit all problems.
Still, Brian Orling has had to answer questions from his patients. He's been telling them
that there are no answers, that the specific questions that they have in terms of whether I can get smallpox vaccine or anthrax vaccine for them, that I cannot.
There's no ready supply of smallpox vaccine at the moment. There is a vaccine against the bacterium that causes anthrax. The disease is almost always fatal when the bacterium is inhaled. But only the military and certain agricultural and medical personnel can get the vaccine. And the lone company that makes it has had repeated manufacturing problems. Now, certain antibiotics, including doxycycline and an expensive drug called Cipro, can prevent otherwise near-certain death from inhaled anthrax and a few other biological agents, like plague. But public health experts are dubious. Again, Tom Inglesby.
Because we're not sure that it actually would, for the population, do more good than harm. We just don't know.
The harm? Indiscriminate use of antibiotics fosters the development of resistant microbes. Antibiotics often have side effects such as nausea and vomiting, and timing is difficult. Cipro, for example, has to be taken soon after exposure to anthrax, before or very soon after symptoms appear, and the initial symptoms mimic the flu. When anxious patients ask for Cipro, Brian Orling will write them a prescription. The FDA has approved Cipro for this use, but Orling has mixed feelings.
I will for a limited amount. I don't think that there's an unlimited supply of Cipro or the other quinolones in that family, so that I try to restrict any one person to no more than 20 tablets of the 500 milligram size.
No one's quite sure how long the drug would have to be taken. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 60 days. Widespread use of antibiotics could create other problems. Again, Byron Cooper.
If there's a run on Cipro, then, you know, if there really is an episode like this, the people who really need it may not be able to get it. And I don't know that individual doctors should be telling people to hoard Cipro.
While a few drugstores in New York report shortages, most pharmacies nationwide say they've got the drug in stock. The manufacturer, Bayer Corporation, says it's been able to meet demand. The U.S. government has millions of doses of Cipro and other antibiotics stockpiled across the United States. Then there's the question of whether enough doctors know what to do if there is an attack. Byron Cooper says he's studied up on bioterrorism in the last few days, but he'd like to know more.
Doctors also have to know who should they contact, what's the phone number, what do they do, because if there is such an attack, and I hope that's unlikely, then time is of the essence.
The local government in Washington is hoping the first thing doctors will do is alert authorities. The health department sent out a note to doctors earlier this week reminding them to let the department know of any unusual outbreaks of disease. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.